Okay, great. In the chant on the Buddha's words and loving kindness, it's great. People are paying attention to the chants. What does the line that says unburdened with duties mean? Does it mean that we are to not have duties, or that we do not feel burdened by them, or does it mean something else? Thank you. So, I don't know, I can't remember the, anybody remember the Pali?
I'd have to go through it in Pali.
Right, that's usually, I have to sort of start from the beginning, recite it in my mind, and I can get to the lines. Oh, right, that's what that is. It does mean unburdened with duties would mean stepping back from unnecessary duties. I mean, not sort of looking for more duties to sort of hang around your neck. But then there's the recognition that there are duties and responsibilities that we all have, and to not create a burden out of them. So that learning how to carry the different duties, responsibilities that we have in a skillful way. Now I think of somebody like Ajahn Chah, who had, he took on a lot, and he never ever seen him, feeling overwhelmed or burdened by anything. And one of the illustrations that he gave of that is that asking one of the monks, talking about this, and I'd say, where you see those big rocks over there in front of the ordination hall at Ajahn Chah's monastery, there are these very large, huge actually, rocks, pillars of rock, and he said, is that are those rocks heavy? And the person, wow, yeah, those are heavy, those are big. And he said, they're not heavy if you don't pick them up. and that's similar with that duties
I think it's just one word. It's subaru.
Apikicho. Contented in
each. So it's right after
it's apakicho.
Apakicho.
I don't know. I have to refer to the Pali experts on this. Apakicho is the kicha is a duty, so that I mean appa, I'm not quite sure what it means, because it doesn't mean with.
It means without something.
It means unburdened with duties.
The answer to that question is yes.
Yes.